Welcome to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. Business Spotlight is heard weekly at this time on 1450 AM and 107.1 FM. Today's guests are Jake Rao, Vice President of Economic Development, and Leslie Ridge Allen, Vice President of Business Engagement with the Erie Regional Chamber and Growth Partnership. And welcome to our first edition of Business Spotlight featuring the Erie Regional Chamber and Growth Partnership for 2022. Leslie and Jake, it's hard to believe that we're at the start of a new year already. What can members and the business community expect from the Chamber in the months ahead? And Leslie, we'll start off with your response.
Sure. So I think what we're most excited about is continuing to get back to business and bring back all of our signature events, our networking events, the opportunity to connect, whether it's in person or virtual. You know, we're continuing to expand the ways in which we can bring the business community together and be engaged in everything that's going on. Economic development didn't stop throughout the pandemic, and there's still so much activity that we are privileged and honored to be part of to help the community grow. So, you know, much like we have the last several years, we're continuing on with Erie Forward, our economic development initiative, and making sure that we are bringing as much activity as possible to the community. And then on the event side, you know, we're always looking for ways that we can innovate and bring something new. And so this year we'll have two kind of new events or opportunities for anyone in the community to participate in. We're doing a golf clinic. So, you know, the standard is a lot of business gets done on the golf course. But what we found throughout the pandemic and ongoing conversations is that so many of our members weren't participating because they don't know how to play the game. And so we're really excited to partner with different pro and kind of clubs in the area to host clinics for young professionals, individuals in underserved communities who maybe are not exposed to the game of golf on a regular basis, as well as our members who just don't have the skills to confidently participate in our golf outing or any of the many golf outings that happen in our region. So we're excited to bring that to our members and to the business community. And then we're also launching virtual office hours. I think the pandemic taught us many things, but one of which is that we don't always have to physically gather to get really great information. And so our business action team that's responsible for our business retention and expansion program will be hosting regular opportunities where businesses can literally pop into a Zoom room, ask a question that they may need, you know, help with, a resource they maybe want to find out more about, or just a general challenge or opportunity, and see if there's a way that we can help elevate it, break down an obstacle, or get them the resource that they need to bring whatever that issue is to closure, whether it's overcoming that challenge or taking advantage of an opportunity. So a really simple way that meets business owners where they are, where they can fit it into their day and their schedule. So we're looking forward to see, you know, that take off and continue being that resources for the businesses that are, you know, up and running throughout the region.
The Chamber's ability to continue to adapt and keep its members connected during these last 2 years never ceases to amaze us. Jake and Leslie, share your thoughts on what it's been like to meet that challenge.
I guess the connecting people is something, first of all, I think it's important that everyone understands, like, there's nothing that we enjoy more than connecting people, businesses to each other for win-win solutions. We love connecting them to resources that we have the luxury and the responsibility to be know that they're available out there, whether they be private sector resources, public sector, nonprofit. We love connecting people. And you know, yes, we can do that virtually, but we also see a role for us in exhibiting on the cutting edge of doing business, you know, as the kind of the veil goes up. So we're not going to be deferred or delayed from getting people back together. We know that the attendance may not be as high as it was in the past, but for those who are ready to kind of get back to some level of normalcy, we want to present that opportunity. Will equally present virtual opportunities, but we really do stay, we're very respectful of CDC and county guidelines about, you know, getting together. but we really want to be like, nope, we are doing this. And there's been a number of activities where people are like, wow, thanks so much for doing it in person. We really enjoy getting together. We miss this. And so we'll always be doing that, but we want to try and be an example of business isn't over. It's just being done differently. And if it's done thoughtfully and responsibly, we can all gather together, conduct business, create some fellowship, and do it safely, and try to keep the gears oiled, if you will, for when we get back to full-blown gathering together again. And then there's a practical side, and Leslie and Colleen and our team have been great about, and that is we have businesses that depend on having events and getting together, and we try to help those businesses by having events and getting people together and spending some money there to help keep them moving forward and showing them a pathway so that others can say, hey, you know, I went to a great event at X, and so we're going to do our event there, that kind of thing.
I think too, what the pandemic showed us is that much like we were advising our members in the business community to have to adapt and be agile and find new ways to operate, we've really taken that to heart and looked at our own operation, right? Chambers of Commerce have an immensely long historical role in communities in our country, but the innovation that can happen, we're not immune to that, right? We should be looking at how we can always be leveling up what we're offering. And so viewing ourselves really more from a lean startup entrepreneurial mindset, I think has been critical for our team coming out of the height of the pandemic to say, there's opportunity for growth, there's opportunity to make shifts, and how can we make that a part of the fabric of our organization so that we're seen as a fresh, engaging resource and not an organization that is operating as we once were. We're constantly taking in that input and that feedback from the community, from economic trends, from disruptions that we see, from opportunities that we see, to really help businesses in Erie get ahead and be in alignment with the national trend and opportunities that our team is constantly looking at and identifying.
Let me jump on to that because this is really key. The power of Zoom for us has been, and for everybody, but for us, we've been able to, just from the standpoint of meeting with state administrators on programs and projects, in the past, it would be, you wouldn't do a call, you'd try to schedule a visit or when you're up here. Now, you know, you can do a 30-minute Zoom with anybody in the world to get connected. And frankly, a lot of them will give you 30 minutes because they don't have to travel and they'll hop on a call to answer your questions. But it's equally given us the ability to, as a team, as Leslie said, participate in new programmatic webinars, new tools that are out there, new trends in business, and find those, kind of curate them and say, you know what, this one was top shelf. We want to push it out and make it available to our members. We want to connect them to this resource because it's important that they get that information. So it's kind of funny, you know, yeah, it's been a big change in business, but really, let me ask you this question. Let me ask everyone and listening, do you really think Zoom's going away? Hasn't it become a critical business tool for you to say, I do need to talk to that customer, I do need to talk to that organization, and I can fit them in between 11:30 and 12 because I've got an opening and I want to take care of it and I want to see their face and do it. It's not as great as face-to-face in person, but it's better than a phone call, I believe.
Absolutely. Tools like Zoom and Microsoft Teams have changed the way that everybody connects in the business world. Great insight from both of you, Leslie and Jake. Let's move on and discuss what programs and services will be back in action for the Chamber in 2022.
So we're really excited to kick off in the next week or two with Erie Ambassadors. You know, it's probably one of our most beloved programs, where anyone in the community can plug in and see the breadth and depth of what's happening and what's going on. So we're bringing that back. It'll start in February in person. You know, the business community has been great and really responsive and gracious in hosting those sessions, much like they have in the past. So we're looking forward to that. We're continuing on with our Diversity in Action series. This year, we're doing a lot of work with Brandon Wiley from Opened Eyes, again, to continue helping employers in the region identify opportunities for diversity, equity, inclusion in their hiring and recruitment strategies, in their policies and processes internally, their marketing and conversations, and then just the dialogue that they can really foster between employees within their organization. So we're looking forward to that. And then homecoming, obviously, October 20th and 21st, bringing that back to continue to engage community members, those that have moved away, and really any individual that is looking for an opportunity to have their investment or their development have a social impact in, you know, a community like Erie. We hope to be considered one of their top places where they can really see a substantive engagement with the projects that are going on here.
And Jake, I know you wanted to discuss the Fire Accelerator program and some other new developments as well.
So we've had this successful accelerator here at the Chamber that started in the Erie Innovation District, now been part of our organization for 2 years. And through that process, we recognized that it would be helpful and definitely a need in this community to connect private sector investors to these companies to help bolster those companies when they're here at the accelerator, potentially have them get an investment from the Erie community, which would anchor them more here and help them grow here. And so we got into a very in-depth analysis of this over the past year that led us to apply for and successfully secure a $325,000 grant through the Economic Development Administration. And what it will do is enable us to build out. We have a 3-year window to do it. We really are hopeful to be doing it in all of it, frankly, in 2022. And that is the building out of, first, the Innovation Community of Erie Education Program, and then the Innovation Community of Erie Investment Fund. So the first piece of it is higher net worth individuals that have interest in investing into a fund. Think of it almost as a mutual fund, but it's an investment fund, and putting dollars in and then being educated, though, on these would be investments into tech-enabled companies, and that business model is different. So we want to take someone who says, you know what, I have some money. It's not my retirement, but I'm committed to Erie, and I'd love to learn about investing into companies, and I'd love to invest in companies that are going to do something for Erie. So it's a structured process that we are developing in collaboration with the Angel Capital Association of America. And they will be educating these individuals so that they're making thoughtful, intelligent decisions about where that money will ultimately be invested, and so that they feel confident putting dollars in. And then the second is an actual fund. So after you've educated them, they need to invest. We don't want them to be doing it as a direct investor. They can do that. I'm not knocking that. But we want them to build a fund, and we want to target and get $2.5 to $3 million fund that is stood up here with an idea of investing both in accelerator companies and in other companies throughout Erie to help them grow and expand and create jobs. And for the fund, we're working with a group called the Appalachian Investors Alliance. And this is a professional venture capitalist who has the separate arm and has stood up small angel investment or venture investment funds around the country. This will be between the 50th and 60th that he has set up. But those are two tools that we knew were needed in the market, the education side of investing, and then the second would be the actual fund. And both of those will be built out in 2022. And then the other big one is that we're in the process of bringing on board a full-time workforce development specialist. Clearly, as you know, workforce is a huge challenge. And so this is someone to work hand in glove with employers to interconnect between job candidates, training resources, training providers, really helping to bring organization for employers to navigate through. We want to help employees get connected to jobs. We want employers to get jobs filled. And we want to make sure that we're taking full advantage of the large volume of talents, organizations, and resources in the economic development system, the workforce development system, I should say. And we needed somebody full-time dedicated to that. So that will be ramping up in quarter one, and will be part of our DNA going forward. I'm very excited about that.
It's terrific to hear about those developments. Let's move on to your signature event series, which is kicking off with the State of the Region. Tell our listeners about this event.
Yeah, so State of the Region, you know, is really an opportunity to bring three of our past events together into one. So what State of the Region will touch on is the state of the community, kind of an overall view of how public and private entities can work together, can collaborate, can talk about investment, can get projects off the ground, as well as the general kind of economic climate within the community. Then it's the State of the Workforce, which is an event that we started 2 years ago, which really talks about a lot of what Jake was just touching on regarding the ongoing need for workforce development, skills training, all of that, kind of what the status of that is and the opportunity there and where we'll be working in that. And then it's the State of the Chamber. So really going macro down to micro, knowing all of that information, then how are we as a chamber plugging in and leading in those areas to ensure a vibrant and sustainable foundation for our economy to grow? It's the new iteration, but third year of this event. This year's conversation is going to focus on the art of leadership in the new economy. We're really excited to welcome our keynote speaker, Rich Overmoyer, the president and CEO of Fourth Economy Consulting, who's going to talk about, you know, the critical forces that are driving growth in a post-pandemic world and the ways in which our public partners and private business can capitalize on this momentum. As always, we try to present opportunities at all of our events for businesses to really understand the what, but more importantly, the how they can plug in and have a seat at the table and be part of these ongoing opportunities, these ongoing areas for development and growth, and really have a much more involved approach to community and economic development here in the Erie region. And then we'll also invite some additional special guests. We're going to have the newly elected county executive, Brenton Davis, there, Jill Foyes, who's the executive director of the Northwest Commission, and I believe the chief technology officer from Trucklight will also be coming to participate in a panel kind of talking about how they've approached economic recovery, long-term resilience, and the opportunity for innovative policymaking, collaboration, and investment going forward.
You know, one of the things that we think is really important is now more than ever, the events and activities that we put together are collaborative learning opportunities. And any business who's like, we're good, we have it all figured out, which a lot of businesses did pre-pandemic, and they were kind of in set mode and they would roll forward. But what we found through the pandemic, and it continues, is that people are constantly looking to share ideas and hear different perspectives, because it is a very challenging kind of new frontier that we're going forward. Everything in the business world has challenges to it, right? It isn't enough like, yep, we know how to make the widgets. Problem is we don't have the raw material coming in to make that widget. And it's kind of like, yep, we know how to provide this service, but I can't get customers to provide that service. So how do I do it? So every time that we get into this, it goes down to being a governmental leader, right? How do you provide services? How do you lead in this modern era? How do you manage people? So everything that we do, we'd really think, even if the subject doesn't excite you, I think hearing perspectives on how that subject is being addressed today is going to be of value to anybody who attends. And again, we are doing this event in person with a virtual option, and we encourage people to go. I mean, what you need to know is it will be safe, but it will be dynamic as well. And so we encourage people to attend in person.
I can't imagine a better time as we start 2022 for a business to connect and engage with the Chamber team. Let's have both of you share your thoughts on that.
I would say this. You can't overwork us and you can't drown us with your requests for time to talk with us about your challenges. More than anything, that's the biggest item that we try to tell people. We are not omniscient. We have to hear from you about your unique situation. And based on what we hear from you and the detail that you provide to us about what's going on in your business and a particular challenge that you have, I've used this. It is not verified by statistics, but it's a solid 90% in my experience. It's a 1 out of 10 chance that we have nothing to connect you with. The reality is we usually have multiple options that you can consider, some of which you may know, many of which you don't. And we want to hear from businesses. We want to get their input. We are not some form of a soothsayer that can solve everyone's problems. That, you know, our job is to know what's available in the entirety of the system and in a very friendly, efficient way, find out what your challenge is, navigate you to the right program, get you connected through a personal connection that we've developed so that you move to the front of the line and can work with that program, service, business, individual, whatever it might be, to get into the nitty-gritty of what you're challenged with. But you're not alone. I mean, that's, and every meeting that we have with every business is additive. So we learn how they're doing it. We learn who they leaned on. We connect sometimes businesses to businesses who have gone through a similar challenge and they want to help each other. So we really kind of consider ourselves a virtual and physical gathering place for people in the community who want their business to thrive and want the community to thrive, to come together. And it's the best of Erie in the sense that we collaborate together. We use our collective Rolodexes and open them up to connect people to solutions. And so we want people to connect with us. We want to help them connect to a solution, because that's what we're about. That's what we love doing. That's how we're going to move through this period in time. And frankly, that's how we're going to be robust into the future. We have to work together. We can't be an island. And there's too many resources available to disregard the resources that we have access to at the chamber. So please, any business, we welcome it.
Yeah, I would say, just to add on to what Jake is saying, you know, I think there's an assumption that when someone from the chamber is reaching out to a business, it is purely sales focused. It is the old model of chamber membership. And I think that the unique kind of distinguisher with our team is just what Jake said, that for us, it is truly the outreach, the referral, and the building relationships with the businesses in this community. If membership works for you, great. But we're truly concerned about being the catalyst and facilitator that sparks the development and growth for our region. And so we really view all of our members more as investors who understand and see the vision the way that we do for what this community could be. And I think often they miss, to Jake's point, just the breadth of what we do, right? I mean, there's 9 core functions to our organization. We touch on business attraction, startup and entrepreneurship, workforce development, government affairs, business retention and expansion, membership relations, events, programming, strategic communications, not just for our organization, but for the region as a whole on a more local, regional, and national stage. So there really isn't anything that we don't have enough of a pulse on or know where to turn to help that business. And so for any business listening, for them to just truly understand the pure intention of our desire to connect with them and to help, you know, there's no wrong phone call, no wrong person on the team that you could connect with who isn't going to get you what you need, so that you can focus on what's important, which is running your own business, right? And worrying about your team. We're here to be that extension and to help bring those resources and information to you. And so there's still so many other ways, I guess the point being, there's so many other ways outside of looking at chamber membership, though that's wonderful, to get connected with us. There's the events, there's an outreach visit, having a member of our team come and just have a conversation about your business to understand your needs and challenges and what's keeping you up at night, get you connected with the specialists that you need. There's just so much that we can really do on an ongoing basis. We want to build that relationship. We don't want to be a transaction. We want to have that ongoing, opportunity to engage, discuss, and collaborate and work together to move forward.
Yeah, I mean, to members, we'd always say take advantage of your investment by using the team. And to businesses out there, reach out to us and allow us to find out what your challenges and your need is. We'll help you regardless. And if you see value in how we helped you, then you can consider joining our organization and more fully participating in what we do. Or because maybe we connected you up to a resource that helped your business, you're going to pay it forward by joining and supporting the organization so that we're there to help other businesses. I think it gets lost on people. I believe everyone cares about the economy here and creating jobs. We have a 10-person staff that's doing this every day of the week. It is our job to know what's going on. It's to untie knots for businesses, to help with governmental regulation, to financing resources to help grow and expand their business, to connecting to workforce, to identifying export opportunities or procurement opportunities. Again, the depth which we could drown you in, you know, by saying it over and over again, but the only way we know how to help is by hearing from you about what you need. It isn't about us selling you something. It is about us connecting you to the resource that can address the thing that keeps you up at night or is holding you back. That's what we want to do.
Yeah.
And the easiest way for that struggling business to contact you would be?
Call, email, and then one of the new things that we are excited to roll out this year is a monthly meet and greet. So we're going to just once a month, doors are open, come in, grab some coffee, donut or two, maybe whatever we have on hand, and just put faces to the names at this organization. And that's probably, those three things are just the easiest way to get plugged into the team, get connected, and allow us to start working and advocating on your behalf.
And that wraps up our first episode of Business Spotlight featuring the Erie Regional Chamber and Growth Partnership for 2022. We thank our guests, Leslie Ridge Allen, Vice President of Business Engagement, and Jake Rao, Vice President of Economic Development at the Chamber, for joining us for today's program. Thanks for listening to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. Join us again next week as Logistics Plus is in the Business Spotlight.